This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You got your tickets yet? For Rogue One, I mean, the new Star Wars film comes out on Friday. A lot of people are excited about it, myself included. Some, though, are not, including Stephen Galloway of The Hollywood Reporter, whose recent article is called Why I Hate Star Wars. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Why do you feel this way about what is one of the iconic franchises in cinema history?
You know, there's this great dividing line between, I suppose, the lovers of pop culture and the lovers of a different kind of film, the kind of films that we're seeing less and less frequently in Hollywood.
When did this film and this franchise, I guess, go from being just a simple movie to a brand and, almost a living thing, for crying out loud?
Well, it did it very early, because when the movie appeared in 1977, it really transformed Fox's fortunes, the studio that made it.
Yeah.
Up to that point, nobody had thought of merchandising and licensing. Since then, that's become a far more important element for companies like Disney, which very shrewdly bought Lucasfilm as it bought Marvel, because that brings in far more revenue.
You call it a perfect petri dish for clones. What is it about this franchise that made it such a generator of sequels and franchise-dom?
Well, one thing is it had characters who were simple and clean and clear and memorable. And that tied in with another great change that began to take place in the late 70s, which is the studios started turning to television commercials for marketing. This simple decision had a gigantic impact on the films that were made, because you needed a movie that could be sold in 30 seconds.
Huh.
And that in turn led to what was called high concept filmmaking.
Right.
An idea so simple that in one sentence you knew you wanted to see it.
Let me just interject here and speak for the many, many, many millions of Star Wars fans who will hear this interview and
Don't tell me you hate me too.
Get off your high horse. Yeah. What's the matter with a little escapism and myth building and just a good old-fashioned, you know, 2.5 hours in a dark theater watching a good film?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, unless it precludes other things from being made. If you want to see my favorite film of the year, Moonlight,
what a great film. Ugh.
Under $5 million, there are no sequels. There is no merchandising. There are no theme parks.
Yeah.
I mentioned that in the 70s, one of the great changes was the way films were marketed. The other great change was the ownership of the studios. Corporations don't want Moonlight. They want films that predictably bring in money, so that they can do their predicted profits and losses looking ahead several years. That is anathema to creativity.
Is there a way out of this, or is this just the way Hollywood is now?
The reality is every great economic change changes the nature of content. Television has now started to do extraordinarily interesting and original work. So there's not a way back, but there is a way forward into creativity.
Are you going to go see Rogue One when it comes out?
I must. That's part of my job.
Stephen Galloway, his job is executive features editor at The Hollywood Reporter. His piece is called Why I Hate Star Wars. Stephen, thanks very much for coming.
Thank you so much.
Well, I've got you. And since I mentioned it, and since it got a whole mess of Golden Globe nominations this morning, check out my interview with Barry Jenkins. He is the director of Moonlight. It's at marketplace.org. Also, go see the film. It's amazing.